from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Starfleet officers, members of collectives, collectively, I'm here to take your mind off of stuff and individually put you to sleep or keep you company, whatever it is, whether you're a twin or you're not, wherever you are on the astral, you know, I was going to say Gemini because Gemini is a twin. And then I thought, what is that called? Is that the astral plane? And my brain said, no. And then another part of my brain just said, Scoots, it's time to start Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get started here, remember, Sleep With Me exists because of, well, empathy, compassion, dignity, and respect. My journey about trying to integrate that with my in my life and realizing along the way, hey, maybe I'm not the only one that's struggled with sleep in this particular way, and maybe I'm not the only one that's looking for something a little bit different to help them fall asleep. That's where Sleep With Me comes from. And because Sleep With Me exists from a place of empathy and compassion, that means that you matter and the members of our community matter. So if you're in need right now, you need extra resources, there's links to those resources right in the show notes. And if you want to show the members of your community that you want, that you have empathy and compassion for them, that means taking some steps. If you want to say Black Lives Matter with your actions, you want to say Stop AAPI Hate with your actions, you want to live with a little more empathy and compassion, you want to show others that dignity, that respect, and more, there's links to resources you can connect with right in our show notes. And that's it. What do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. And here are the sponsors that enable me to be here for you twice a week. Thanks. All right, but Scoots here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answer is yes to the both of those, like, how much is that? Is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of, really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for they're all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. No, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. One part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. And that's how I'm able to be here for you free twice a week. And I wanted to thank Carolyn, who got some Bombas compression socks. That's actually the socks I wear whenever I travel. And last time I spoke to my Bombas compression socks, I said, oh boy, can you wait to get out on the road again? My socks said, put me on and let let's go. So thank you, Carolyn, for supporting Bombas, letting them know about it, letting me know about it. I also want to thank Stephanie, Heather, and Rowan, who all supported companies that no longer support the show, and let them know about it. And I think it's important, you know, to always let the sponsors know about it, because they say, oh yeah, like maybe the first time we supported Sleep With Me, we didn't get enough customers, but we're still getting customers coming in, and maybe that'll make them reconsider supporting the show again in the future. So thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Heather. And thank you, Rowan, for supporting sponsors and letting them know about it. If you want to be in a Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, tag them in a social media post, tag me, or send them an email, give them a call, send them a letter. In addition to using our codes, you got to let them know about it, and then let me know about it, and I'll try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you're in extra need right now, there's links to resources you can connect with in the show notes. If you want to be a part of positive change, support the members of our community, there's links to resources where you could say Black Lives Matter, where you could say Stop AAPI Hate with your actions. And I also want to learn more and be a part of positive change. And some listeners will let me know about migrant justice. You could find out more at migrantjustice.net. Organizing for economic justice and human rights. You can donate or learn more at their website. And one of the things they're working towards right now is Milk with Dignity. Learn more at migrantjustice.net. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things on your mind you're thinking about, thoughts, feelings, anything you're feeling emotionally or physically. So, you know, thing, whatever's getting your thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine, whatever it is. It could be, it probably is something else. Whatever it is, it's important. And I'm here to take your mind off of it and keep you company while you fall asleep or drift off. And what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place, like I said, where you could set all that aside. Try to invite you in and send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, are my tones creaky? How creaky are they, Scoots? Creaky enough that you don't need to listen to them. Creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Also, you can drift off, not listen to me, and fall asleep. So that basically means I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to use words whose meanings I don't know. And then go back and try to figure it out. Then say, wait a second, what was that? And then say, wait, was it, what that made me remember this one time. And then I'll say, wait, am I remembering it correctly? All that stuff, that's kind of pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. And to all my regular listeners, I'm so glad you're here and that I can help you. And to all my new listeners or potential new listeners, you're right, I'm being presumptive there. I'm here, let me tell you a little bit about the podcast if you're new. Because if you're skeptical or doubtful or you're unsure, that's a totally normal way to approach the show. In fact, I'd say that's a pretty smart way. You say, wait, is this supposed to put me to sleep? What are you doing? When does it get started? How or why does it work? And I say, those are great questions. Some of those I kind of barely have answers to. And the other thing I've heard from regular listeners is give the show a few tries. It does not necessarily work on the, it doesn't ever actually work. You'll kind of get a better understanding in a minute, but the podcast isn't something that kind of works or doesn't work. It's just kind of there. And, you say, wow, really, you're selling me on this. I say, yeah, give it a few tries too, because it takes some getting used to. On the first try, a lot of people are trying to figure it out or wait for it to get started. And this is the one podcast that's never get started and is always going at the same time. Like that bird that I talk about that my neighbor had one time that was a perpetual motion machine. The only thing, that's the only thing I've ever seen done in perpetual. Well, no, now they have kind of dancing pandas and things like that, waving cats. Those have usually some solar cells, and those are in perpetual motion as long as they have, I mean, near perpetual motion. So if it was in perpetual motion, you'd say it never got started, and in some sense, it's not going anywhere. If it was like some sort of, what if the waving cat perpetual motion thing, like the cat is actually not waving. It's like, it's moving. And you say, well, the cat's not actually moving. It just is under the illusion. It's creating the illusion of motion. And some of you may be saying, Scooch, you lost me. I say, great. It never started and it already did. So if you're new, a couple other things to note. The reason I make this show is twofold or two layers is one, I've been there. In the tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, waking up too early, or whatever, having to sleep in strange, you know, situations, or you know, on a thing, or way over there, or go to bed early, or get up early. I know how all that feels. So if I can help with that, that would be great. But what's even more important to me is you, because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a wind down routine or a bedtime that doesn't have any dread, like something you can look forward to and then restful sleep that you need. You deserve that. And if I can provide that, that would be great because that means our world's a better place. If you're rested, even a little bit more rested, or you start to get a better, you know, slowly you get more and more sleep, that means you could live your life a little bit more fully and be a little bit more present. And that means our world's a better place. Just a fact. And it is a fact that your sleep is important and you deserve a good night's sleep. So that's why I make the show. A couple other things to know. This is a podcast you don't really listen to. That can be really hard to adjust. It's a podcast you just barely kind of listen. Now, you can listen. But if you're listening, waiting for it to put you to sleep, it kind of works in the way where you're kind of just listening and you fall asleep. So it's a podcast you don't really listen to. It doesn't really put you to sleep either. I'm here to keep you company. And then eventually you just wake up tomorrow or, you know, wake up to go to the WC, put the podcast back on. How come they didn't call the channel the WB, the WC? I mean, it probably for a lot of reasons. Also because the company that owns it's WB. Okay, well, we solved that mystery. That was the quickest mystery we've ever solved in the history of the podcast. And they'd say, besides the obvious of calling a network the WC, there's other factual reasons. Okay, fair enough, brain. We got that resolved. We don't need to get caught up on it. Oh, so this is a podcast you don't listen to. It doesn't even put you to sleep either. It just is here while you fall asleep. The show is over an hour. so you have plenty of time. And if you can't sleep for some reason, I'm going to be here keeping you company to the very end. Because keeping you company is just as important as you getting the sleep you need. Because I know how L-O-N, whatever, however that word is, lone, I know how it can feel in the deep, dark night. There's a reason dogs howl at the moon and not at the sun. I mean, one, it'd be not good for their vision. But two, it captures it, or why that's used as a metaphor. Because you say, well, it has a certain feeling to it. I say, that's what I'm here for. Okay, so let me see if I can even be more confusing. So the show doesn't put you to sleep, but you don't listen to it. Your sleep is important. The other thing that can take some getting used to, but the regular listeners kind of know what I'm going to talk about here, and they have adjusted for what works for them, is the structure of the show. And the structure of the show is very intentional. It kind of goes along with the goals and the values of the podcast. So show starts off with a greeting, so you feel welcome and seen. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Then there's listener support and community support. Then there's support for the show via Patreon or sponsors and stuff like that. Then there's our intro. And the intro runs between 10 and 20 minutes long. It's not part of the support or anything, though sometimes people think it is, maybe just because they keep skipping ahead or something. The intro is a show within a show that serves a purpose of giving you some wind down. In ideally getting folded into your own wind down routine that you discover, whether you listen as you're getting ready for bed or as you're in bed or you're doing some sort of other relaxing activity or you're falling asleep. There's a small percentage of listeners that are falling asleep, or there's a percentage of listeners that fall asleep. There's also 3%, 2% of listeners skip ahead. A few thousand people listen to story only episodes on Patreon. So there's a different ways to listen to the intro, but like the majority of listeners listen to it as they're winding down. So you're getting ready for bed and slowly slipping into to rest. So that's what the intro serves. It's kind of it's either a warm up or a cool down. Then there's support for the show. And again, that aligns with, I like the podcast to be free and twice a week. So that's sponsor support. Then the podcast episode begins. And tonight we'll be talking about an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation. But you don't necessarily need to understand or watch Star Trek to get it. Don't worry, I'll fill you in. And every detail you never wanted to know. So we'll talk about that, and then there'll be some thank yous. So it's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. And I don't know. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard at this podcast. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. So thanks for checking the podcast out. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to be here for you free twice a week. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make a sleep with me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too. And that's a great thing, again, for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show, but they can't. Or there's people that would love to support the show, but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too. So thank you so much. Everybody, Scoots here. It's time to get into some track here, to descend into a little track, if you don't mind me saying, because we're covering part two of the episode Descent. It started out season 7, episode 1. And if you don't know where we left off, it starts with a recap of everything that happened with their first encounter with the Borg, I guess the Borg rebel ship, I would call it. We get Data saying stop, Data and Troy don't believe. I like how it goes I, then Hugh, then we are Hugh. I just like that progression. This isn't a linear catch-up, too. It's really done in a good way. I don't think it's linear, but I mean, my brain, you know, is not exactly linear. Conduits to subspace, Borg. I was like you once, but the one without feeling. The Borg says, Data, sing it without feeling this time. We see Dr. Crusher in charge. Song of Song have joined. I don't know what that means. Song of Sons of Soong have joined together is what it means, Scoots. Oh, thanks, Scoots. Return to Federation space. And now, as the, what does that food maker go? The same voice that runs the food maker says, and now the conclusion. Data says, or Lore says, by the way, we're going to put a stop to the Federation. And I don't know if this is the last Borg episode for TNG, but I would say, what if it was Borg v. Borg? I don't know. Now knowing what I know, I got to rewatch some other, the movie and stuff. But we see, I'll run through my notes first, and then we'll go through Confident Lore, Duel, D-U-A-L, not the other one, Speaks, no, never gonna, oh, there's a lot of song lyrics here, Never Give It Up, Intense Desire to rewrite, I Am Talking to You, Picard, Lore Sighs, My True Calling, something, give them something to believe in. After they say never going to give it up, they say, give me something to believe in. I Am Data to Tell Us, Using Phaser as a Pointer. Oh, I want Data to tell us. We kind of try the old talking to Data, not to Lore. Lots of talking, but really good edits. Yeah, there's a long discussion sequence, like an episode of Sleep With Me. But they put in enough camera shots to make it work. You can't take that away from me. So three lyrics, I don't know, are those songs or lyrics from different songs? But you can't take that away from me. Lore talks to Borg like a jerk. Purpose as to way, Street. Fully artificial bio is over. Lore takes the phasers. You're obsolete. Take them. More Borg talk or Muse Borg talk. This episode doesn't open till 5:18. Descent, part one. Acting captain's log. I can't read what I wrote. I think the Enterprise moves slowly from left to right. We have two people on the bridge in blue. I think Q. Oh, Officer Tate, Lieutenant Tate. I think so. Just posted here 6 weeks ago. Riker. Go ahead, Will, though. Dr. Crusher says, stop in or something. Crusher to Picard. They say there's no signal in the Getty. It'll look like a Gamma 2.5 vessel closing in. Let's go on alert. We got 70 seconds. Salazar, get everyone off the surface. Worf and I will stay, Riker says. Riker out. 20 seconds. 75 still on planet. Mark something. 70%. Rev it up, right? No damage. We go left to up, bottom left to upper right, maybe. No following. URL later. And then we see it's Benito Martinez plays Salazar. Those of you that watched a lot of what would have been called Peak TV in the aughts. That was the aughts, right? You say, well, it got that was Peak TV back then, and it's Peak. You say, well, it wasn't Peak. But Benito Martinez is so good, and he's great as Salazar. Crusher, no happy face with if sure. Round up, take cover, Riker out. We'll be a few days on our own. On our own, that's another song. A couple different songs. Picard's still trying to talk to Data. Takes Commander's anger. Any other emotions? Feeling you negative ones. Feeding you negative ones. It's how we act on them. But Data puts him undercover. He's not your puppet anymore. Long pause. All right, so let's see here. We got Dolores about to start a speech. What do you think of my followers, Picard? What do you think of my outfit? You're like all velvety. Got a velvet Batman bodysuit. Picard says, you're just teaching them to act amorally or immorally. And then Data says, we serve a higher purpose. Troy says, I have sensed feelings in you. Yep, my brother made that possible. Did he give you the chip? No, no, no. The one Dr. Soon made? No, 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 no. I still have the emotional program my father designed, Laura says. I wouldn't want to give it up. So it's given me a sense of family. Really nice outfit on Lore. Lore could play a superhero or an antihero. Said, I'm talking to you, Picard. I will tell you all you need to know. Don't talk to Data. You talk to me. Picard says, you mess with the Borg. Lore shakes his head. You don't get it, bruh. You got no idea what's going on here. This is my true calling. Something to believe in. And I'd like to learn about that, but I want to learn through Data, Picard says. He keeps trying to make eye contact and more steps in front of his vision. How about that, Data? Could you talk to us? Lore won't let you talk. Data says, don't try to drive a wedge between me and my brother. See? He's not your pawn anymore. And then I helped him break free. That could be another song, just if I've helped them. Look at everybody. I've helped them become. They're not mindless automatons anymore. They've got passion. Alive. And Troy says, did you cause them to become individuals? And he says, no, come on, give me a break. You made the mess, Enterprise. Hugh interfaced with everyone, transferred his individuality, and it destroyed things. And then they show Picard's still trying to work it out. He goes, I want to know what's going on with Data. And Laura says, that's not what's important. And my calling's important. Now I know why I was created. No one can take that away from me. And without me, these Borg were pointless, disoriented. They couldn't function. Couldn't even navigate their own vessel. Lost their sense of purpose. And I gave them their purpose. This episode does echo with metaphors of like the last 4 years. My brother and I represent fully artificial life forms, Data says. We are their future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Or in Lore's case, don't teach them well. He says, you're irrelevant now. So we're doing the same thing the Borg are doing, just a different way and different reasoning. We're not assimilating either. We're assimilating. And Data walks by him with like a stern look on his face. And that's when we cut to the open. So quite some time there. 7:03, 7:04, we get the acting captain's log supplemental. Only a small crew left on board. Can't help but search for Data because of the EM field. And we're trying to work on the sensor array to filter out the pulses. And Tate is doing the best. She goes, what's your name? Tate, sir. T-A-I-T-T. Don't think I've seen you before. Yep, new. Six weeks ago. Well, never thought you'd be serving as tactical officer after 6 weeks. No, but that's why we get amazing training. I filtered out some of the noise. Good work. Record Enterprise, Will. We're on planet Sepia. Yeah, Enterprise to Picard. We can't get a hold of Picard. Call him. The Crusher tries to call Picard. Can't get a signal. Nada. Anyone on the team? Well, they're going into a something in Gamma 2-5, like the Getty. Then they say, Borg ship coming in here. Max matches the configuration of the one on Oneaka 3. How long we got? 90 seconds, 70 seconds. All right, get everybody off the planet, Salazar. Salazar goes to work, even use the transporters in the cargo bay. So they start sending people out in groups. She doesn't want to leave Riker down there. He says, your job is to protect the Enterprise, not me. Head back to Federation space. And so she says, prepare to leave orbit. Borg's powering up its forward weapons array. We got 20 seconds. Okay, Salazar. 73 people left. All right, let's do a face-off with them up till the last second. Keep bringing people up. So they do that. So they, like, don't put up the shields till the last second. Stand by 5 seconds and do it. And they use the shield, and then they take off. Shields are at 70%. They return fire, but it doesn't do anything. They actually go right by them. Borg ship looks massive at different times. Okay, conduit maximum warp. And Enterprise, yeah, goes from lower left to the center of the screen. Borg aren't following us. Salazar, how many people we got left down there? 47. Okay, well, another minute we would have had them. Riker to team leader. Yeah, Paul here, sir. Round up everybody who's left. Avoid contact with the Borg. Riker out. He says, okay, we got a couple days worth, me and you, on our own. Just, like, not the same as when we're on that planet where I can get up to crazy things, but still. Then Riker, or then Data's walking Picard, Troy, and Geordi into their room, showing them their quarters. I'm a willing party. My time aboard the Enterprise is a waste of time. He takes their communicators. Because I was misguided trying to be a human, an evolutionary step in the wrong direction. And Troy says, you're really irritable. Do you feel any other emotions? Data goes, there are no other emotions. Geordi says, just because you can't feel them doesn't mean they aren't there. Lore's feeding you the negative ones. And Data says, Troy said there's no negative emotions. It's how we act on them. And then that's when Picard says, well, what about all this? Why are you acting like this then? And Data says, in quests like ours, sometimes you got to make some sacrifices. It's regrettable. Greater good must be served. So we have the theme, which we obviously didn't learn from They could have played this, anyway, so then he's asking Dave, oh, he asks Jordy for his visor. Take it off, man. Then he leaves. He confiscates Jordy's visor, closes the door. He's got a bitter look. I'm not your puppet anymore. And he storms off. Picard looks, there's like a long, awkward pause. Then we come back. Enterprise's center screen moving to the right side, filling the screen. Some more people arrive on the bridge. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more officers. Tachyon Matrix is ready. Barnaby's here from the surface. By the way, he's a know-it-all. So, Tate, stay on the bridge. I need you. It's a science officer. She says, sure. Okay, return course to the planet. And we're not leaving them stranded down there. We'll send him. We'll use a buoy to send our coordinates. Ensign, send a buoy. And then she says, "Barnaby, open the conduit." After we send the buoy, we get to see some buoy action. Scan for Borg ships between here and the planet. No vessels detected. Okay, must be hiding out somewhere then. Well, how long will we have then? Well, if they're about 30 seconds, and then she crushes the Salazar, how long will it take to get everybody off the planet? Says about a minute. She goes, we don't got a minute. What's the fastest? He goes, maybe 45, 50 seconds. And she goes, okay, we're going to need 15 seconds. So she's really putting Salazar under pressure. Let's use the planet as barrier then. They won't see us, right, if we're on one side? Barnaby goes, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we could drop out of warp at the last possible minute, gain a few seconds. Oh, and then Tate goes, but if you're, oh, this is interesting. So I didn't realize this was a callback. So Tate says, yeah, but if your calculations are off, what if we bounce off the atmosphere? And he goes, I'll have to make sure my calculations are accurate. So she says, okay. But he tries to come back with that later. He doesn't learn his lesson. Hard right, she says. Then we see Riker and Worf out hiking. Same path. We could be looking for hours. And then Worf says, except I got a reading here. Residual thermal traces. Could be human, according to the decay rate. Riker goes, it went that away. Then we go to, like, the throne room. Lauren Data there. He gives him the visor. Why do you want it? Oh, I wanted to wear it. He thinks he's funny. Lore. Data doesn't get it. So he goes, that's humor, buddy. It's not humor, though. It's just lore being a bully. But he goes, actually, I was going to do. He goes, maybe Geordi could be a cyborg. He goes, but a human. And Data goes, well, that hasn't really worked out for the Borg so far. I don't know if you know what you're doing, Lore. And Lore says, yeah, well, if we try it out on them, better than the Borg. And Data goes, oh, okay, I get it. Then some more Borg march in. He says, this Borg disconnected himself from the others. Wouldn't like Krosis read his thoughts. And he goes, why aren't you staying linked to Krosis? I told you so. The guy's kind of got a steampunk eye. It looks cool. He goes, Lord goes, yeah, I know this is difficult. He really talks down to him. He's telling him how he feels. I know you must feel uncertain. All these sensations are new, overwhelming. Isn't that right? He's putting thoughts and feelings, in, you know, he's putting his own spin on things. He goes, yeah, I have doubts. And Lore says, it's natural. No one's going to blame you for your doubts. But you got to lose them to keep, you know, he's teaching them not good coping skills. He goes, I need you to remain linked to Krosis so that Krosis can keep, you know, give you confidence. And he goes, I can't do it without you, buddy. I need you linked in. Will you help me? And the Borg says, sure, okay. And Lore goes, good job. He's pretty pleased with himself. He winks at Data. Data's pleased with Lore. Then we go back to the Geordi Troy Picard. Go. I think there's a carrier wave coming off of Data or Lore. That's why I took my visor, because I could see him. He goes, he's doing something with that chip from Soong, transmitting emotional programs to Data. For he goes, yeah, but it's only negative stuff. He goes, yeah, it's really on purpose. He goes, but he would have to disable his ethical program. And Picard says, can we do something? And they go, yeah, we could reboot it if we figure out some stuff. We're going to need some hardware, though, like A-Team style. See, if we could reboot it, though, Data might listen. All right, might be worth a try. Any ideas of how we could do that? And then on cue, Data comes and gets Geordi. And they go, what are you taking him? And Data says, don't worry about it. They go, come on, Data, we're going to talk. He just walks off with Geordi. Then we see Riker and Worf coming up a hill. They see some... a board go by hiking at first, and you see there's nothing sadder than hiking Borg, and they try to hide out. Then they go around. I guess they're avoiding one set of Borg on patrol. They see the Getty. They see Commander. There's a Getty-like building, and then they're surrounded by Borg, Riker and Worf. And they say, oh boy. And they get led through first a cavern and then into an industrial type area. Looks like an old storage facility or something. But they go in there. There's old equipment. And they say, Hugh, is that you? Hugh, is that Hugh? He goes, Commander Riker. Haven't you messed up enough stuff for us, Borg? And Worf and Riker kind of get an awkward look on their face. And it cuts a commercial. Let me go back to my notes. So Lore and crew, visor, puts it on. Data know, work on your sense of humor. LaForge is a test. Borg have not worked out. I understand. Good. Bring in unlinked Borg. To Krosis, Lore tells him how he should feel. Steampunk guy, will you help me? Geordi can see a carrier wave ethical program deactivated. A pulse, I think a tachyon pulse. Geordi, Data, take Geordi. Wait, no. Borg on patrol, Riker and Worf, three Borg. They see the Getty. Busted in a cave, big drum music. Hugh had long pause. So then they come back from that. So you blame us. Change, charge, choose. Riker lies. Worf won't accept it. Hugh paces. Voices change as you grow up, buddy. This could have, this part is very 2016 to 2020. So we'll cover Lore, competing or something, co-opting, the follow Hugh. Kind of like a room, we go into the island of misfit toys in some sense. Hugh is mad. Can't read that. Unlimited lady. Tell me about my friend. Your friend. My friend Geordi, Worf deep breathes. We were going to be roomies. Looks like Hugh's eye, the effect behind it has been downgraded, but that could just be that he's getting more airtime in a different environment. Caverns to tunnels, show us. Geordi on a lift. Data fades on Picard. To late humor. Nope. Geordi tries to convince him. His lights blink in sync. Don't like those odds. Troy yells, it's a fake out. A scuba move busted by Data. Lead Geordi, be back later. Picard, did lift something. Card looks for circuits. flux inhibitor, actually. He finds it. I said, wow, this training that they must get, seriously, to get in the academy, you have to be the top of the top, and then you must have to learn all this stuff. It kind of makes sense, you know, because if you're on this giant ship in the middle of space, you'd have to fix things. Then we're back. Enterprise, Crusher, and crew. Tate, hold on. 32 seconds. Six still out there. Euro save full. Impulse. Big ship. No damage. 73% shields. Warp down. 344 Mark 6. Into the sun. Crusher sits back and we go to an ad. Metaphasic shielding. The sun's corona. 12,000 degrees C. 62% activate. It's our best shot. Critical online. Something dumping 7,000 degrees. Smiles. Temperature dropping 7,000 degrees. All stop. How long? We don't know. Picard taking apart the device. Reboot ethical program. Data and Geordi talk old times, going sailing, tried to swim, but you sunk, water out of your servos. That kind of reminded me of a song, like you got water in your servos, Delilah. Borg, lore, data outside, too early to tell. Data's sad. Why are you talking like that? Check your systems, bruh. Cut back on emotions. There's like a control in his fingernail. Yes, please. I want more. Like Oliver used to say. You're going to thank me? Clearly clarify something. Croesus, he does not want to be a part of our future. Then we have the Enterprise rotating from right to left. Against the sun's corona, losing incongruity or some integrity. 3-4. We don't know. Idea? What? This dude, superfluid gas eruption. The guy is a JERK. Only majored in solar dynamics, so it's a long way. Long way to be mansplained. Nope, you're wrong. Let's do it. Fusion. Take us back there. Well, darn tootin'. I don't know what that says. Dan Taken? Data and Geordi. I came for you. Geordi groans. Remove the fibers. Then they go into the theme room. He came for Picard, not for Geordi. How can our actions that are wrong lead to the greater good? Picard asks. Well, he's trying to reboot, or he already had rebooted Data's ethical program. Captain, thank you so much. You're going to assist me. Then we go to Worf, who is just finishing presenting his plan for getting everybody out. Hugh turns away, though. Lore and Data commit, so I can count on you. Big Farm Picard, then. Data's lips move. He stands stiff, but he's also kind of shaking a little bit. No, that would be wrong, he says. Lore tells two Borg to hold Data. I said, could two Borg hold Data? I don't know about that. Lore makes a speech. My own dear brother. What? AP? I don't know. Oh, ad. Then there's like this whole scrum. Worf and Riker. Worf and Riker show up. Lore runs. Data pursues. Lore's at a pyramid terminal. Careful. Lore tries to use his finger controls, but Data phasers him. Lore, I must deactivate you. I love you, dear brother. Goodbye, Lore. And we see the Getty and the moon. There's a kind of cleanup mop-up scene in the throne room. Then we're back on the Enterprise. We see Data has his Pac-Man-like chip. Data's cat's there, who's, of course, is his name I forgot. Geordi pets the cat. Data kind of tries to almost apologize. We'll go through that. Does it work? Well, I don't know. What a Hugh. They talk about friendship. And I said, what about Hugh? Like, shouldn't the three of you move in together? Because Geordi says, well, I wouldn't be a good friend if I did that. And Geordi says, well, I'll hold on to this emotion ship because Data wants to destroy it. He goes, but, well, I'll hold on to it till you're ready. Because Data, like much of us in their, you know, our angsty years, said, well, I'm just better off not feeling anything. You know, it only led me to trouble. But Geordi in the wise truth teller role says, no, there's so much more than that. Okay, so we have the scene where more truth telling with Hugh. We're back. Post-ad, they go, so you blame us for what happened to the Borg? And Hugh goes, yeah, you gave me the individuality and then sent me back there. You knew it would be passed on. Riker says, we considered it. And he goes, then you made it possible for Lore to dominate us. And he says, no. Worf says, no way. And he goes, you don't know what the condition was when Lore found us. He goes, we were a single-minded collective, and then the voices were smooth and flowing. But when I got back there, the voices began to change, uneven, discordant. And for the first time, people stopped, you know, they had different ideas about stuff, about how to proceed, couldn't function, got on each other's nerves. Some people just disconnected. And then Lore came along. And he goes, yeah, you don't know what it'll be like. You'd listen to any voice that promises change, even if that voice insists on controlling you. Someone to show us out of a way of confusion. Lore, 2026. In the beginning, he seemed like a savior with a promise. And it was compelling. We gladly did everything he asked for us. But after a while, it became clear. No idea how to keep his promise. And he talked about the need for us to make sacrifices, not him. And before we realized it, it was already, you know, and Lore's trying to remake us in his image. And that's what happened when I came across the Enterprise. So not exactly loving you. Riker says, sorry about that. We just want to get our people anyway. We won't cause you any more trouble. And then Hugh says, what about my friend? Friend? Geordi, man, what do you mean, friend? My best friend. They have more of an old boy reaction to it, but they say, well, Geordi's caught. You know, we wish you could. Let's use that for our advantage. He's probably hidden in the compound somewhere. It's worse than that, actually, Hugh, but... Hugh says, can't risk getting busted, so can't help you. Can you show us a way into the compound? Hugh says, I suppose there's caverns to tunnels, and they connect with the control ducts. Worf says, okay, show them to me, and then I can determine the geography of this compound. We'll form a rescue plan. And we see Geordi and Data and... First, he says, Data pretends he's Picard and uses Picard's voice. Geordi, let me get you out of here. Geordi goes, thank goodness. Data's doing something weird, man. And he goes, ha, ha, ha. I was just kidding you. And trying to develop my sense of humor. And Geordi says, I need some work, by the way. So Data says, okay, let me take a look at how your visor works. Maybe we can make you, I think we could work on making you into a full droid. Nanocorrectal. And some funny effects here, probably not for bedtime, but you get to see Data working with Geordi. And they say, yeah, we'll do the thinking for you now. And Geordi goes, come on. And the Data says, there's only 62% chance we'll be doing the thinking for you. Otherwise, you'll be resting, well. And Jordy's like, can't you tell you're being manipulated? But data's not breaking right now. And he goes, yeah, well, he goes, I still got, if it doesn't work out, I got Troy and Picard to test out on too. He's even amused. And Geordi's not amused. Then this is when Troy and Picard fake out one of the Borg, and they manage to kind of get some sort of a device off the Borg. And they attempt to get away, but of course everybody's waiting for them right outside. Just bad timing. But in the end, it was just a distraction anyway, so it's better they got caught trying to get away instead of got caught, going through stuff. But if you got people from Enterprise locked up, make sure to go through their pockets. Free advice. So they go back in. It's Data in the Borg, no Lore. And they say, okay, we're almost done with Geordi anyway. And they see Geordi's stressed out, man. What are you doing? He goes, I'll be back. But Picard says, well, I got the device at least, so we could work on taking it apart. Got a transceiver. And Geordi says, okay, just find its phase, circuit phaser or whatever. Keddy on pulse, reboot. I don't know, Geordi tells him what to look for, and Picard's able to look for it with phase modulation circuits. So, I say bravo again to the training. But Picard's working it, he's taking it apart. And he says, okay, found it. And Geordi says, okay, we're going to have to find a flux inhibitor, though. Picard makes a face at that. Then we go back to the Enterprise. Can't locate the Borg ship. We're trying to filter out interference. We'll be within range in 19 seconds. And then we see the ship. Okay, we'll enter orbit. And we'll try to get everybody we can, right? Let's hope it's enough time. So they go. Ship kind of goes short stop, and then they're in standard orbit. Borg ship's moving in. Get everybody off of there, Salazar. We got 32 seconds. Still can't locate Picard or Riker or Worf. We're getting everybody off except for those six, so. And Borg ship's powering up. Come on, Chief, now or never. Preparing, raise shields. Lost support in a cell. Warps out. Full impulse, evasive. And when they go by the Borg ship, it's like, it looks like, it, I don't know if it's perspective, it's like 10 times the size of the Enterprise. Okay, shields is 73%. Let's check the warp engines. Can't outrun them. Okay, 34-4 Mark 6, directly into the sun. So they're making a run with the sun. Geordi was working on something with metaphasic shielding, though. It's not in his databanks. We can enter the sun's corona. Borg ship wouldn't be able to follow. Can you bring the program online? Yeah, I don't know. So they're trying to put on this experimental program Geordi was working on to hide out in the sun's corona. And is it risky or not? And then it's just Dr. Crush just says, just do it. We'll figure it out. Let's see if it works. It does work. So Geordi, the Deus Ex Geordi, but in the middle of the episode, so I don't know. So temperature goes down, everybody's relieved, and they say, okay, now we got to work on a new plan. maintain course while I do some thinking. And they're in the sun's corona. Bordick parks outside and waits for them. And they're taking up a relative position, waiting for us to come out. All right, how long can we last in here? We don't know. And we go back to Troy, or Picard in Troy, and he says, okay, now I just got to boot this thing up. Maybe we could use the force field to get it started. Hopefully that'll work. Then Geordi is with Data. Remember the good times? Remember on that lake? And he says, I have a complete record of that. Yes. And Geordi laughs. You went swimming. You jumped out of the boat. You had to walk along the bottom because you weren't buoyant. Data goes, yeah, I don't have any buoyancy. He goes, it was a kilometer back to shore. 1 kilometer, 46 meters. Took 2 weeks to get the water out of your servos. Data says, okay, well, I'm ready to reboot you, Geordi, permanently. And he goes, well, what would you think if you go back to normal, that you rebooted Geordi, did a full wipe of everything that makes Geordi Geordi? And Data goes, well, well, maybe I got to check your neural net a little bit more before I proceed. So Geordi does get through to him. The old water and maybe there's still some water in those servos, in the servo of his heart. Then we're outside. Data walks out, says, what's up, Lore? What's up, Data? You got progress? I had to take a break. A little early to tell. And Lore goes, it's not going to work, but that's fine. They're just humans. And actually, in the background, there's two Borg, like, discussing stuff. It's definitely worth watching. Because they're, like, talking about eating a hoagie or something. Like, how big was a hoagie? They say, what's a hoagie? Like a sandwich you put in your mouth. They're doing that with their body language. Meanwhile, Lorg's trying to, and he goes, you know, and then I got it on the back of my hand. This is what the Borg are saying. What on the back of your hand? Mayonnaise on the back of my hand. And meanwhile, Lore uses his finger controls to, like, cut up and ramp down Data's emotion. Data does not like it. More emotion, less. Well, I'll just give you a little bit. Data says, please, sir, I'd like some more. A little more? Nah, a little less. And Data breathes a sigh of relief. Aren't you going to thank me, dear brother? Thank you for messing with me. Well, I just hope this clarifies things for you. And that's when he says, Kurosis, we can't trust my brother anymore. He's too much like himself or something. Go back to the corona. Metaphasic shielding is wearing out. We're not going to be able to stay in here longer than 3 or 4 minutes. We need a half hour to fix the warp. That's when Tate goes, I have an idea. A solar fusion eruption. Take out the Borg ship. And the other dude says, what? She goes, yeah, particle beam. A superfluid gas eruption. We just target the right place. It would take out the ship. And she goes, how do you know? And she goes, well, it was my honors thesis in solar dynamics. The guy goes, this is in the academy. And she goes, I've already started working on it. I'm pretty confident I have everything down. And he goes, what if your calculations are off? And she says, she repeats his words back to him. Just have to make sure my calculations are correct, jerk face. And he says, okay. So they do it. It causes a solar, like, fusion thingamajig. I didn't have any honors thesis, so. But it does cause an eruption. Crusher watches, seriously, but totally takes out the Borg ship. Problem solved. Mansplainer even laughs and then gets serious again. Full impulse. Well done, Tate. Let's do this. Jordy's got a bit like a, Troy's kind of helping Jordy. He's saying, I'm not feeling so hot. Data comes in. Not for here for him. I'm here for you, Picard. But that was when the reboot thing was there. I mean, hopefully. And he says, yeah, what goes, what does Lore tell you what to do now? And a good data says it's for the greater good. They're in the throne room. Good. There's a, it isn't good or bad, right or wrong. Because isn't that a function of your ethics program? Correct. Well, what does the program tell you about changing Geordi out in Lore? Tells you those things are wrong, doesn't it, Data? And so how can actions that are wrong lead to a greater good? And Data says, you're attempting to confuse me. You say, well, yeah, I've had these conversations with people I know. He says, you're sensing the truth, the ethical program. Then Lore walks in with a ton of Borg. Says, thanks so much for joining us. You're going to assist me in an important ceremony where we go bye-bye. Then we go back. Worf's working on his plan. We're going to get in, sneak into the compound. We'll have to move fast. Can't mess with the guards because they can communicate. Riker goes, we'll figure it out. We'll have to take that chance because you're not helping us, Hugh. And Hugh turns away. Riker, they both kind of roll up on Hugh. They like kind of guilt him that he's not helping Geordi. They see, we just ruined your entire species' life, but we got to get a... But then Lore says, time to close the door on the past. Commit yourself to the work that lies ahead of us. I can count on, you can count on me, like 1, 2, 3. Take Big Farm Picard. And he looks strapping in his Lore outfit. And that's when Data goes, no, that's unethical. So not going to do it. Can't do it. At first, he can't even do it. He can't. It's not possible. That's why I think why his hand shakes. Says Krosis, put to your I'm a Krosis. I'm a crony of Krosis. Goes, yeah, you've been around humans too long. So there's nothing worse than a crony of Krosis. Lore makes another speech all about sacrifice and better futures, teaching children well. And I'm not going to ask any more of you than I'm prepared to give myself. Yeah, baloney. Baloney, Lore. And he gets my own dear brother. So he's going to a Big Farm Data, maybe. He says, goodbye, Data. And I said, I don't think. And then that's when Hugh comes out of nowhere, protects Data like he's Geordi. Then we have a total showdown. It totally becomes a mayhem. Worf and Riker are there. Borg v. Borg. But these are all individual Borg. Worf rescues Data. Lore makes a break for it. Data pursues. Picard looks around confused while it's total mayhem. But Riker and Worf are doing stuff. And then Lore said this, like, diamond, like, workstation. It's got those things, like, you'd handhold, like, if you're taking, like, a love tester would have at a carnival. And he goes, don't mess with that phaser, brother. He goes, I got a way out of here. Do you want to come with me? He goes, I'm willing to forget everything. We can start fresh. I have a love tester with a triangle, pyramid here, light up pyramid, says I'm hot stuff and we're brothers, so maybe you'll be hot stuff too, or maybe you'll be hot to trot, I don't know. And I could give you Papa's emotional chip, and second that emotion, it's got memories too, memories of our father. But he tries to stealthily do another program, he actually starts it, but he makes a move on Data, Data's too fast, stuns Lore, stares him down. Very serious frown on his face, a frown on Data's face. Goes up to Lore, who's resting, opens up his positron. He says, I got to deactivate you. Without me, Lore says, You'll never feel emotion again. And Daddy goes, yeah, I know. I realize that. But I got no other choice here, buddy. Also, I mean that not in the colloquial sense. And that's when Laura says, I love you, brother. One last chance to say dear brother, though. He doesn't do it. One of my favorite villainous phrases is dear brother from Lore. And Lore goes into rest mode. We see the Getty again. Then we have the mop-up scene. Where's Geordi and Troy? Already on the Enterprise. Beamed aboard, boss. Day comes. Lore's no longer functioning. We got to disassemble him, though, so he's no longer a threat. Welcome back, Data. We'll forget everything that happened. They say, thanks for the backup, Hugh. Why'd you do it? He goes, well, maybe you affected me more than I realized. What's next? And he says, I don't know. He told you, can't go back to the collective. Can't go back to Hogwarts. We need a new leader here. Not sure that's true, Hugh. The leader might be you. And Hugh says, maybe in time we'll learn to work together as a group and function as individuals. Good luck to Hugh, Picard says. Hugh says goodbye. We have the Enterprise going from left to right, to center screen, kind of the right as it goes into the distance. Starbase 295 en route. Data holds up a Pac-Man-shaped silicon device. Doorbell rings. Geordi comes in. I don't know how I forgot the name of the cat. Jenny Case sent me the comic book of the cat. Because, yeah, Dr. Crusher says I'm going to be all 100% Data, despite how, you know, you're messing with me. He goes, I'm relieved, I'm relieved. I don't know if Data cannot apologize or what. He just says, I'm relieved. What's that? Oh, this is a motion chip. It's a little bit broken, but I'm going to totally get rid of it. Cat starts taking a bath, and then it smells the chip, and then it takes a bath, but it's mostly watching. And Geordi says, you went emotions your whole life. And he goes, yeah, I did, but look what they brought me. Only misery. Can't mess with my best friend. Plus, I know about your friend was shipped with you, and I don't want to be, you know, outranked. And that's when Geordi says, I wouldn't be much of a friend if I let you. Cat's really taking a bath now. If I could let you get rid of your dream now, would I? Maybe someday. Long pause. When you're ready. Now keep it, buddy. And we just see a good view of Data's face thinking about it. It's all in the face. And the episode comes to a close as the Enterprise goes across our screen and into your dreams. Good night. And I want to thank people that reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts recently. Sleeping with Scooter. This person said, geez, people write negative reviews about this podcast with feedback, which is exactly the objective. As many people have noted, it did take a few times before it grew on me, but I'm not going to leave a low star just because I don't get it. Voice and style is subjective from one person to another, and the content is intentionally nonsensical, so it might not be your jam. But this person gives it 5 stars. That's from Very Truly. And then very similarly comes in from Sray, who says, stick with it. Podcast amazing. I'm awful sleeper. You know, 2020, 2021 made it worse. Stumbled up hot in this podcast. I was skeptical at first. It took about 2 episodes to click. The best way to listen is to turn it down low enough so you can barely hear it, but not totally. You can hear it, but not totally, but not so low you're trying to actively hear what's going on. Like they say, the goal could be background noise that you'll tune out. I rarely make it through a full episode. Tommy Bore Ceramics says simply the best podcast. An old friend. Post-turkey dinner, straight from the dryer, sweatpants on a winter night. Thank you for the podcast. The thought, time, and energy put into it means so much. Give it a try. Stick with it. Grab onto every word until you let it go. Find the rhythm and routine in the rambles. It's simply the best. Thank you. They're from Canada. Alejandra says, go to the podcast at this point. Your voice is so deep that I'll listen to the first and then I'll fall asleep. And when I wake up, I listen to whatever part I missed. Keep it coming. Greatest podcast ever. This is from UFO. I can't, that one, I remember. They're from Australia, though. This is real. You do. Yodel. It's the best for sleeping. I love the mystery bard and I can't stay awake past the intro. Thank you. Let's see. This person's 9 years old. Gray Fox, but they're nine. I'm a kid, so my mom was listening. And like a kid, I wanted to try it. It's amazing. Love it so much. Deal with stuff like ADHD, have trouble sleeping. And this really helps. It's been loving it since the first time I tried it. My mom says it'll keep you awake. After I tried it, I lied next to my mom and loved it. Thank you so much for your sleep. Thank you. And Sue says, so the story about how I came to the podcast was so sleepy, but I couldn't get to sleep. Is that I was so sleepy, but I couldn't get to sleep. So I told my dad, he turned this on. I love the podcast. This is another kid, 8 years old. Wish I could support it, but I love it. Thanks so much. So thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show over on Apple Podcasts. That's where you could review the podcast. Sleeping exists as a free show because you'll be able to support it directly either via the sponsors or via the Patreon. We grow as a show by people spreading the word about podcasts in general, believe it or not. If you help podcasting in general, you really help Sleep With Me, and then you could bring up Sleep With Me when it's appropriate. But just show people how to use their podcast apps. Give them a soft sell. Hey, you know, it's right on your phone. It's free. And there's a podcast. Let me show you. Or let me, I don't know. It's tough. There's people that are resistant to it. So you got to kind of ease your way into it. Eventually, one out of every million of those people will listen to Sleep With Me. And that's really it. You know, if we help, you know, everybody wins. But here's a little bit about our referral program, just in case you want to know more about sharing the show. All right, but Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over. But it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a Postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally, down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me. You're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design. You want to listen to it during the day. Or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact. TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, all intro episode came out. weird. The all night episode. I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky PI. Huh, I guess there's an all night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Fair with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out February 25th. Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Fair with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but The Guild, the web series of The Guild, we did a part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes, one with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of got a lot of press, and we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too, and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening to this, a free feed, it'd be great. If you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do. And those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that. And that's it. Good night, everybody.